Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, you cheeky so-and-so. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, this story is from White Security 9745, who says, I, 25 male, feel very betrayed by my girlfriend, 24 female, from the way we entered into our relationship, and I feel deceived about how she portrayed herself. We met 3 years ago at a party of a mutual friend. Once we were introduced, we ended up spending the entire rest of the party just sitting and talking to one another. It really felt like we were the only two people there, and as the night ended, she told me she really enjoyed talking to me and asked me for my number, which was a first for me. I awoke the next morning to a text from her telling me how much she enjoyed talking with me and wanted to know if I would be interested in getting together to talk some more. I agreed, and that next weekend, we met at a local bookstore slash coffee house where we proceeded to spend 5 hours talking until the shop kicked us out because they were closing. Not once in either of the conversations did we talk about anything romantic or love or anything like that. It was everything from philosophy to economics to religion and everything in between. Once again, she tells me she had a great time and asks if we can do this again. We set a time for the next weekend and same exact thing happens again. This goes on 3 more times and I'm very confused as to what this is. Are we just friends getting together to talk? Is this going anywhere else? I had no idea. She sends me a text that week prior to meeting telling me that I am the easiest person she has ever talked to and that she feels totally comfortable and safe being with me. So finally at the end of the next day, when she says she wants to do this again, I just said that I was curious as to what she considered these times together as. I asked if we are just friends or was there a possibility of being more. She said that she really enjoyed our time together and would like to see where it goes. Next time we are together, as we are talking, I kind of reached out and took her hand and we held hands for the first time for several minutes. I tell her at the end of this night that next time I would like to do something different with her and took her to the movies. Things went well and during the movie I put my arm around her and she laid her head on my shoulder. As we parted that night, I gathered up my courage and leaned in to give her a kiss goodnight. Her response was not what I expected. She actually withdrew from my attempt and I immediately apologized to her and felt a total heel. She said that I didn't need to apologize, but she was just a little shocked as she wasn't expecting it. I quickly apologized again and withdrew for the night, embarrassed beyond belief. She texted me the very next day saying she was sorry about the night before. She really liked me and wants to move in that direction in our relationship, but she wanted to take things slow. I replied saying that I was willing to go at whatever speed she wanted and again apologized because I felt really bad. Now mind you, while I said I was willing to go at her speed, and I was, but I was really confused by what taking it slow meant. We had been seeing each other once a week for hours at a time for over 2 months, but being very inexperienced in the relationship game, only had a girlfriend in high school and went out on dates in college, but mostly as friends and nothing ever lasted. I just thought I would let her take the lead. We went out 2 more times, and at the beginning of our next date, she actually greeted me with a kiss. From there, our relationship advanced at what I consider a normal pace. 1.5 years later, we were living together, and in my opinion, everything was going great. That is until 2 weeks ago. She had to pick me up at my work because my car was in the shop. She pulled up and was sitting in the car, and one of my co-workers, who I'm friendly with, came out with me as he was leaving at the same time. I introduced them from a distance, but clearly within view of each other. They waved hello and we left. The next day I came back and he said he wanted to make sure there wasn't going to be a problem between the two of us. I asked him why would there be and he said, she didn't say anything to you. I said she did not, and he said, well, it was a couple of years ago, so she may not even remember him, and then proceeds to tell me that they matched up on Tinder and would hook up with each other, and it went on for a few months before he started dating his current girlfriend. I told him that it might have been a different person, and then he proceeds to show me her Tinder profile. I've never used the site before, so I wasn't sure how to look at anything, but he says it does not look like she is active on there now and hasn't been for a while. But the fact of the matter was that for sure it was her, and to make matters worse, I didn't tell him this, but the time frame that he was saying was also some of the time we were together in the beginning. The times I was rebuked for leaning in for a kiss, and quite possibly even after this. He could tell this was bothering me, and he apologized but said that I needed to know that they were never dating or anything, it was just getting together to have sex, as though I was supposed to be okay with that. He didn't want to say much else, but he said that I should know that he knows for a fact that he wasn't the only one. Needless to say, this all upset me greatly, but I didn't know what to do or how to handle this. It was eating away at me, and I did something I probably shouldn't have done, but we share an Outlook calendar, and have for over a year, so that we can plan our events. While she was gone, I looked at her laptop and found her Outlook, which was nothing more than what we shared. However, I noticed she had a separate calendar and it was not password protected. I went back on her calendar, even though I knew it was wrong. And sure as shit, there was his first name. And yes, for fact, some of those dates were after we were already past the getting to know you stage. But wait, there's more. Not only was his name there, but there were several other guys' names. There were weeks where she had a different name on every day of the week and twice had two names on weekend days. What made me the sickest of all, though, was looking at the weeks where we were early on in our relationship, when I had to basically be afraid to hold her hand, and she was meeting with other guys that week, and even one time earlier in the day when we met. How do I know this, you might ask? My name was on there as well. Now, it does appear that about 5 months after we started dating, the names mostly stopped, and by a year in, there were no more names. But what really sucks is that one guy's name is on there more than the others, and this guy is who she has brought to our house on more than one occasion and introduced us. She has never once told me that they were ever sexual partners. In fact, that is what kind of pisses me off about all of this. Frankly, if I didn't know any of this, I would tell you she was a prude. Sex is very vanilla and I have always had to initiate it. However, she just told me not more than a month ago that she feels like I am her soulmate and she loves me with all her heart. This is causing me a lot of pain, to be honest. I don't think I can live with this. The fact that I had to wait for months to even kiss and hold her hands while all along she was getting sex from a variety of people makes me feel like absolute shit. The fact that I honestly was beating myself up after trying for a kiss really pisses me off. Then there is a part of me that says I'm not good enough. Sure, she may enjoy my personality or whatever, but obviously I'm not attractive enough for her to want to be with me early on really bothers me. I mean, it would be one thing if she did all this before we met, but there are names marked clearly after we were involved, just before we moved in together, including the guy I work with. I have yet to confront her. I don't know what I'm going to do or say. There's a very large part of me that just wants out of this. I feel like she is not the person she portrayed herself to be. Oh, believe me, she is a very judgmental person and has tons of opinions and comes across as holier than thou, even though she is not religious per se. Has anyone else ever had to deal with this? And we're going to start off with Casper, who says, she was seeing other guys right up until you moved in together. She cheated on you like multiple times, dude. I think that should be your first concern. A deleted user says, a lot of women in the comments are talking about the social conditioning of taking it slow with someone you are serious with, whilst maintaining a facade of not appearing to date or have sex with others due to stigma. I understand that there is a disproportionate or unfair social judgment assigned to female promiscuity over male promiscuity, but people justifying open deceit and omission of the truth is pretty disheartening. In the end, it just adds to more breakdown of social trust between the sexes, and when people are played like this, both men and women, and they wise up to the realities of hookup culture and modern relationship, it just adds up to the continuing phenomena of fear of intimacy, avoidance of long-term relationships, and applying broad generalizations to the other sex. Capable Season 8144 says, I dated a woman very much like this. I dated this girl for 6 years on and off. We probably had sex 1,200 times. I took her to New York, Chicago, Washington DC, Niagara Falls, Canada. We spent thousands of hours together, gazed into each other's eyes on LSD, yelled at each other, forgave each other. It was 30-year marriage compressed into 6 years. But she also had these guys that she would see, all the time, whenever, in her free time. The way she looked at life was that she was a gift meant for everyone, and she would justify it so that, let's say, I'm at the gym from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m, she would go and meet up with another man and fuck him. I only learned this year 6, my friend. I always felt that when I was with her there was this magical bond. It felt surreal. I felt special, that I had earned her trust, and it was just me and her. She was black and I'm white. I dreamed of gaining a large enough income to marry her and have beautiful biracial babies. We even talked about marriage. But here is the truth about some women and people in general. They will let you believe what you want to believe. She knows if she told you she was having sex with other guys while you were having these amazing talks, then you would have strong feelings about that, and she wanted to control your perception of her. So she concealed information. I imagine the moment you saw that calendar will be imprinted in your mind for the rest of your life, because I saw the cheetah's text 11 months ago and I don't see her anymore. But it's an experience that sticks with you. Your reality breaks apart and that person looks like a completely different person. And now with those comments, let's move on to the update to find out what OP did.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Next. So, update. After thinking about this a lot, I decided that if everything was true, I didn't believe I could live with it. From my point of view, not only did it change the entire basically first year of our relationship, it fundamentally changed who I thought she was. I mean, we can all have different ways we react around people, but there are some things you can't just be one way one day and one way another day. But after reading some of the replies to my first post, I agreed with a couple of things. 1. Just because the names were there, it doesn't necessarily mean she was sleeping with or even dating those guys. As was said, my name was in there and we sure as hell weren't having sex during a lot of these times. 2. Leaving without at least giving her a chance to explain things seemed wrong as well, which led to the dilemma I faced. How do I tell her I know about all of these names? As a reminder, I snooped. I certainly could just tell her about my coworker, but how would I know about all the other names? So I just basically decided to tell her about coworker and see what happened from there. This was the most unpleasant conversation I've ever had, because on top of everything, the girlfriend I've had has been great. We've never fought or even had a hint of disagreement or betrayal. I love who I thought she was, so I couldn't just bail without at least talking about it. She acted like she didn't know my coworker. She acted like she was shocked he would say this and said, honestly, she didn't remember him. At first, I was buying everything she was selling because I wanted to and also because she was very convincing. However, I showed her the Tinder profile and she started to get a little defensive. She said yes, she had Tinder at one time, but hasn't been on it for years, which according to my coworker was true. So I was going to drop it and just go on, but at the last minute I said to her, he told me the date she went out and how it crossed times with when you and I were together. To which she said he was lying because it ended well before we became a couple. Does that mean not well? I don't know. That's when I knew she was lying. She had told me that she didn't recognize him, but when confronted with a timeline, she now claimed to know him and said the timeline was wrong. When I pointed out her logical flaw to her, she became frustrated and started crying. My initial response was to comfort her, but midway through doing that, I decided that she might very well be doing this to manipulate me, and said that while I was there for her, I wanted to know the truth, and this is where I sort of lied to her. I told her he provided me with an in-depth timeline and showed me dates on his calendar. She said she honestly didn't know when, but she thought it was over before we became a couple. This is when I made my mistake of asking, when did she consider us a couple? She said she considered us a couple when we moved in together. Let me remind everyone, we were seeing each other for almost 2 years before we moved in together. So I asked her during that time frame if she had dated anyone else. She was emphatic that she didn't date anyone at all. So I know it was crude, but I just came out and said, okay, maybe not date anyone, but did you have sex with anyone? She didn't answer me, and I knew my answer. By this time, she is crying uncontrollably, telling me how much she loved me, how everything was way in the past, etc, etc. I decided to give her a break before I confronted her because she legitimately was hyperventilating. Once she calmed down, I said I knew about the guy who she brought to our house as well. This one was obviously a subject she was dreading because she went from crying hysterically to pale as a ghost. At this point, she starts trying to apologize and says that none of the other guys have meant anything to her and that I am the love of her life. I told her that the only way I would even consider working through this would be for her to come clean 100%, right there and then, and I kind of let her know that I already know other things and would tell how I know if I have to. This was the one thing I now regret because she just flat out told me everything, things I never in a million years wanted to know, including confirming that yes, she met with Tinder dates twice on days we met later in the evening. She said she did not consider us official and we hadn't even really said what we were doing was dating with those two times. Date-wise, she is correct from the standpoint that this was before we kissed. Anyway, I told her I needed time to think about it and told her I was going to stay with a friend. She begged me not to go. She very legitimately was upset and said none of this was meant to hurt me. She didn't understand why I was so upset about the stuff from before we met, but said she sees why I would be upset about the things that happened after we met. I left to stay with a friend, but I agreed to keep the line of communications open. She sent me a very long emotional text the next morning, explaining how as a teenager she never respected herself and used sex to validate herself, and that she never understood what a real relationship was or what love was until she met me. It was a very long and detailed, but that was the gist of it. I responded that I thanked her for her honesty, but I laid out how her making me wait and more to the point making me feel like a creep for just trying to reach out and kiss her while she was getting screwed by a number of guys was very hurtful to me and frankly had made me doubt myself as a man and absolutely destroyed any romantic notions I had of our relationship. She did not respond to my text, so I could not decide if she was upset or mad at me. But a half hour later, my friend tells me she is at the door and she is very emotional. Did I want him to let her see me? I went to the door and she immediately begins crying harder than I've ever seen anyone cry. She couldn't even talk. She kept trying to, but it made no sense. I got her to sit down and she threw herself at me trying to hug me. After she calmed down a little, she finally got out that she was so sorry. She never meant to hurt me. Eventually, after quite some time, she calmed down enough to talk and she let it be known that what I wrote to her was heartbreaking. She never even considered it that way. She tried to explain that she was so in love with me that she didn't want it to mess up with sex and wanted us to be what she thought we had become. I let her go on, but eventually explained to her that while that may be her point of view, it certainly was not mine. I just went ahead and explained that it made me feel unattractive and less desirable than guys who supposedly meant nothing to her. Well, I went on for a while myself, but I'll spare you the details. I just told her that there was no way for me to go back to what we had because I do not view her as the same person anymore. That knowing that she willingly had sex with other people after she had sex with me was just a deal breaker. She jumped in and said it never happened after we slept together. She said she would freely admit to sleeping with other guys up until we kissed, but after that night she knew she loved me and cut everything else out. I had no way of knowing, obviously. Of course, I have no faith in whatever she said. However, I do have a calendar and it pretty much does show a rapid slowdown right around that time. I told her I need time, and again, she texts that night with a very emotional letter saying, acknowledging my feelings over this, and told me that the fact she hurt me makes her feel worse than anything, that she would do anything to make this work. Swore that she has never and will never cheat on me since she fell in love with me. So I'm still here at my friend's house. I still don't know for sure what I'm going to do. I do love her and I can tell she is not faking this at all. She is an emotional wreck. I've called her family to have them go check on her. Just told them that we're having a rough time and would prefer to not answer anything else at the time. I again want to stress this because I don't think it came across in my first post. Her personality does not show any of this at all. In fact, she is quite judgmental about people who do what she did. She never said she was a virgin, by the way, so let's not go that far. But she absolutely led me to believe she only believed in sex in the confines of a relationship. That is now confirmed a lie. I'm supposed to meet her Friday. I'm not sure if I will or won't. Sorry if it's not a finalized update, but I've gotten a few requests asking what's going on. But there is another update as well. So update 2 says, I'm sorry for making another post. I was going to tack this onto my last one, but for some reason, my post kept getting locked and I haven't been able to respond to the people on the second one. I've been getting buried in chat requests and private messages asking me for an update, so instead of answering each one, I'm just going to post this here and hope it doesn't get deleted. Thursday, later afternoon, I met with a friend who knew of her but had never met her. I wanted someone with a complete fresh perspective and outside voice. In other words, someone who didn't know her or had formed an opinion of her. I explained everything that I wrote in the first two posts and just asked his opinion. He said that he wasn't going to give an opinion because he and I were not alike, but what he would do is ask me to consider some questions. Would I have pursued her if I knew she was actively having sex with multiple partners? Would I have willingly continued the relationship early on if I knew she was coming on obvious dates with me and having sex with multiple partners? Knowing now what I didn't know then, do I see her as the same person who I dated, fell in love with and moved in together? Did I see a future with her where I would have an unconditional trusting love relationship with her? He had other questions as well, but none were more or as important as these. I don't know why these questions made it crystal clear what my thoughts were and what I had to do. It doesn't mean it was easy, nor did I like it. On Friday, I took the day off work and two of my friends came with me while she was at work. I packed up everything that was mine from our apartment and moved it into storage. Fortunately, I don't have that much and decided that anything we bought together, I would leave at the apartment with her. Fortunately, we were already out of our lease and we were just renting month to month, so there was no long-term financial issue for me. But I did not want to be unfair, so I went to my savings and drew out 6 months of what would have been my part of the rent. She got home from work at around 5:30, and when she came in, she immediately saw my stuff was gone and dropped her bag on the floor and sat on the couch and started crying. This was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I ended up crying almost as much as she did. I just explained to her that she did not deserve to be with someone who had any doubts about her or had anything but a positive image of who she is. I told her that I had to work on myself because in talking with my friend and reading on here, I found out that a lot of my ideas around sex and relationships are not in line with today's thinking, and I know I have to somehow get past that. I am certain she will be far better off without me because at the end of the day, I just can't be who she needs me to be. Wish I could. Wish I could just view it as no big deal, but I do. Anyway, I stayed as long as it made sense to try and comfort her, but at the end of the day, I was not doing it, so I left her curled up on the couch in tears. This certainly did not end how I thought or hoped it would, but at the end of the day, we both are very young and life is too short. She will easily find a new guy, and I'm going to work on myself and see if I can grow from this. Also, before I go, I do want to respond to what several people had said about my coworker, who is the one who started all of this. Obviously, I will never know his true motivation. He could be just a troublemaker, as some have stated, and I'll never know. However, my belief is that he was afraid she said something and did not want there to be an issue between us at work. Both of their accounts, he is the one who cut it off with her, to date the girl he is with now. So, while it could be jealousy or whatever, I kind of doubt it. If he wanted to be with her, I think he probably still could have been because he ended whatever their relationship was. And really, as I was reading this in Opie's language throughout this, I couldn't see any alternative to this ending, really. I don't think it was ever going to get out of his head the way, you know, he viewed girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, should I say. And I think one of the real big things that jumped out to me, obviously there's a lot of stuff that could jump out to anyone, but it's her inviting, you know, her previous Tinder dates to their home and, you know, their parties and stuff like that. That just seems real bizarre to me. And there must have been a point, you know, where they introduced, like girlfriend introduced her old Tinder date to her current partner. And how was that introduced? Was it just like, oh yeah, this is my friend? When it's clearly more than that. But anyway, I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the world to me. Thank you so much for being you. It really does help out. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope because you just don't care. You just don't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.